Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice, my brothers and my sisters, and we will be glad in this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good. I tell you today, it is just a blessing and an honor to be in the house and in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are daughters of God called to pray. Pray first. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just can't stop saying hallelujah, because God is good. He's really, really good. And I know that there are a lot of people going through quite a bit this morning. The weather has really shown itself challenging in the midst of all that has been laid out and all the problems that it has caused. God is good, and he is with us. Amen. Through the darkest of hours, he has shown himself to be present with us. For the Lord Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And even in the hard times, where the heart and the mind can't comprehend, God is there with us. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. So wherein you may be good, that gives us an opportunity to pray for those who are not so good, or they feel as if they're not so good this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I had a lot of mixed feelings. I was going to try some new things this morning, and I said, no, maybe I'll just experiment on some family members first and see how, and friends, and see how that go, and then I'll broadcast it. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm so excited because this morning, even though it's raining, and they say it's going to get cold on our side, I am excited about the fact that I am sitting here and I'm not running about and worrying how I can do it and things are going on. And God allowed me to have peace this morning and to be able to come on, sit and relax and just share, hallelujah, the goodness of the Master. Amen. Oh, we have a lot to be thankful for. In the midst of all the things that's going wrong, I like to ask God to let us not see or seek to see, for us not to forget to see what he is doing that is so marvelous and so wonderful in our lives. Not allow one incident or one situation to wipe away all that he is doing. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for our eyes being open and our ears being open, and our heart is not hardened, that we cannot accept and see with gladness and a great attitude what God is doing in the earth today and how he's using us. Hallelujah. This is not our home. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning giving you glory and blessing your most your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your protection. Thank you for your mighty love. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We bless your name. For your name is holy and it's righteous. Altogether lovely. You are majesty on high. And you are God all by yourself, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, wonderful Savior. We thank you this morning. We thank you for this day, for this day, this day, this day you have made, and everything that we need for this day, for this day we have, and we receive it in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we ask and we thank you for granting traveling mercy. We thank you for protection of your people everywhere, Almighty God, no matter where they are going. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for a shield, being a shield of defense, Almighty God. Oh, God, we give you glory. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you for wherever your people place their feet, their safety, security, high above us, not depending. And we thank you for the earthly protection, but we can't depend on the earthly protection, but we can depend on you, Almighty God. So we're leaning and depending on you for our safety, Almighty God. For you're the God who protects your people. So we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your healing of the bodies. We thank you for how you're encouraging us, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God, for showing us just how much you care and not giving up. I thank you for how you're cleansing us from all unrighteousness and how you're drawing us closer and closer to you, Almighty God. How you're dropping off the scales from our eyes. We see clearly. And we're hearing truth, Almighty God, and getting understanding. And we thank you for it. We thank you for revelation knowledge, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for you're the God who provides for your people. We thank you for daily provisions, great God. Thank you. Thank you for open doors and integrity to walk through them. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you for the integrity, Almighty God, to walk through. Touch our mouth, our lips, our attitude, our emotion, Holy God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for touching our bodies, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you're encouraging us and empowering us to do your will and be about your business, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day, this hour. Thank you for this time. Now speak to us and through us, precious God. Hallelujah. Sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We can continually to remind us that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost in Yeshua's mighty name, Jesus the Christ. We pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Let's read our scripture this morning. I'm just so excited. When it comes to the scripture, scriptures, I just become so excited. Look like get another scripture. Oh Lord, this is so good. Oh my goodness. Oh God, I hadn't seen that. And I just go on and on and on. I'm just loving God's word. And I want to start and doing it a little different. In reading the scripture, let's start with Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's a period. It reads a little different, but I won't go into that. But just remember, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And 26, Genesis 1 and 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. 27, God created man in his own image. Oh, my God. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. 29. Then God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. It shall be food for you, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth, which has life. I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. God is good. His word encourages and it empowers us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah. Starting at the 8th verse. Bring out the people who are blind, even those that have eyes, and the deaf, even though they have ears. All the nations have gathered together so that the people may be assembled. Who among them can declare this and proclaim to us the former things? Let them present their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. 10. You are my witness, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, and there will be none after me. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed. And there was no strange God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. I am God, even from eternity, I am he. And there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I act, and who can reverse it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to you Babylon, and I will bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans, into the ships in which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Hallelujah. And 25 says, I, even I am the one who wipe your transgressions, who wipe out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sin. Just keep reading how God is declaring who he is. Why am I sharing this with you? So that it will build your confidence when you pray and you're understanding who you are praying to. When you're praying, understanding that there is a transfer. Your weakness is strength. Who is the he? God. His joy when you pray, when you're meditating. His joy. His peace. Oh God, yes, his peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, his smile. And the more we get into the word and begin to really study the word and begin to pray, the more we understand who we have this relationship with. We're building a relationship. Yes. When we on Fridays talking about tea time, it's still about making time for God and building a relationship with our Father. Amen? Constantly getting to know him, understanding that it is about him, his will, his way, and his plan, and his timing. It's all about him. Understanding when we pray, we know who we're praying to. We know who presence we're coming into. We know without a shadow of doubt that he hears us when we pray. We know we have what we ask. Of course, now we know it must line up with his word. When we pray according to his will, you know we have the answer. We have. It has been granted. So when we pray knowing we have it. Hallelujah. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Now we know God is sovereign, and there are times he doesn't say yes to everything because he's our Father. He knows what's best. That's what I said. It lines up. And then there are times that when we pray, we have to learn and really mean it. Not my will, but thine will be done. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm excited about God. And the closer we get to him, the more we begin to know who we really are, and the power of God begins to move, and God is showing us great and mighty things that we know not of. We can bless our enemy because of the love that has capsuled us. Hallelujah. Listen to Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted, and he has sent me And he has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. That he may be glorified. It's all about God being glorified. Not you, not I, but God being glorified in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to remind us too, and excuse me, that as we're praying and we're praying for one another, as we pray that the knowledge of God just overflow us. Hallelujah. Because if our brothers and sisters, along with ourselves, are praying that we'll be filled with the knowledge of God, can you imagine? Can you just imagine what this world would be like? The saints of God. Not based on faulty. I'm talking about the true foundation. And I'm not talking about denomination. I'm talking about God's foundation. Built on God's foundation. When we come to a place where we understand that we are spirit beings housed in a body, and we who were made in the image and the likeness of God, when we are really connected to him, oh my God, we don't want glorify ourselves. We want to glorify him, our Father who's in heaven. Hallelujah. Then we'll be able to understand what Jesus said when he said, "For this cause I came." What it was, Calvary, for this cause he came. Now, your purpose, I'm not saying my purpose, your purpose is you can't go to Calvary. Because we couldn't accomplish that. That's why he had to come. But we have work that have been assigned to us to accomplish in this earth. And some may not understand what I'm saying. When we get rooted and grounded, we can hold, maintain our territory. Glory to God. We can hold our, regardless of what it looked like, we know who we are. When we really understand who we are and whose we are, we can hold our territory. We can stand our ground in holiness and in righteousness. When we really get into him and he is us, we can hold that ground. We can turn this world upside down. The continuation. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's not our glory. We'll not build towers with our name on it. Hallelujah. Everything is for his glory. It's about him. It's for his glory. It's all about him. It's for his glory. It's for the glory of God. It's for the glory of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Isn't it marvelous to understand whose we are and the power and the authority given us not to do evil but good? You can't. Well, you know, that's another subject for another day. when we get a good understanding and fear is gone and the love of God runs flowing in us and we are confident in the love of God, we'll worry about the things of this world because we have God. And we pray about it. We declare. We speak. Mm-hmm. And by faith, we know it's done. It's done. Mm-hmm. We take him at his word. But we really grab hold to it and understand that we can take God at his word. We can indeed take God at his word. We can begin to grow stronger in him through prayer and times of meditation and reading the word of God. Simple. Mm-hmm. So much comes alive. So much is burned. Mm-hmm. And we can begin to see clearer. And clear. Even the distractions. We understand what the gnats are. They come to distract us. But as you're praying for me and I'm praying for you, and you're praying for you and you're seeking God, and we're getting closer to him. I'm just convinced that we will indeed. The sons of God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The sons of God. The sons of God. Almighty on this earth. Yeah. I'm convinced that is possible. And it is. And we can do it. Not in your dress. It's nice. Everybody likes to dress nice. That's not where it is. It's in the anointing. It's in the relationship that you have with the Father. Hey, glory. Oh. Hmm. The Father. Ooh. The giver and the receiver of life. Glory. The one who flew into man and man became a living soul. That's what we're talking about. When we're in him and nowhere, and we have that relationship, we can do all things. We can accomplish the task. Ooh, and to know that he wants to spend time with us early in the morning time. Hallelujah. Who it is like to do in the morning, in the garden of Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus alone, walking with us, talking with us, telling us how much he loves us. Oh, we glorify God. We glorify him this morning. And we thank him. We thank him for his love, his kindness, the peace and the joy that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in with this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you his shalom. My brothers and my sisters, thank God for you. Be kind and trust God. This is Pastor Lee. God loves us. Until next Tuesday.